Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Now, funeral services for former First Lady Betty Ford set to continue this Thursday in Grand Rapids following her passing last week at the age of 93 as the nation mourns the loss of one of the most remarkable First Ladies in modern times. To talk about her legacy, I'm joined by Tim Patriga, a spokesman for the Ford Foundation. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Good evening, Michael.
Betty Ford may not have spent a lot of time in the White House, but she certainly left an impression on the country. She was willing to openly discuss controversial, even taboo social issues at the time. What was it that gave her the courage to be so frank?
Oh, I think basically she was kind of known as a fighting first lady, and you're absolutely right. She spared no honesty at all. She was honest with everyone, and as you said, her time may have been brief at the White House, but I think certainly her impact will be timeless. She obviously had significant impact on helping millions of American women, you know, to basically be themselves.
Now, just weeks after Ford became First Lady, she underwent a mastectomy for breast cancer, something she talked about openly, which was almost unheard of at the time. What was the social impact of her doing so?
Well, I think the social impact was significant. Obviously, it led to the opening eventually even of the Betty Ford Clinic. She wasn't afraid to talk about, she kind of took the stigma out of breast cancer for, you know, thousands of women across the country and encouraged them to go get mammograms. You know, in addition to that, too, she certainly suffered from addiction to alcohol and prescription medications, and that eventually led to the opening of the Ford Clinic. And I think to date, there's more than 90,000 people that have gone through that clinic.
And in fact, she wasn't shy about opposing her husband, President Gerald Ford, either, even on some of the most heated social issues. She was a big supporter of abortion rights and applauded the Roe v. Wade decision, something President Ford opposed. How did the public react to her position, and did that have any impact on President Ford's political fate?
I don't think it had an impact on his fate. I mean, obviously, towards the end, her popularity rose above his. I think she had a 75% favorable rating. You're absolutely right. Her work too for ERA. She became a modern day woman, somewhat of a model for more women across the country to mold their lives after.
She's obviously most famous for her personal struggle with addiction to painkillers and alcohol. How did she overcome that?
Well, basically, I believe it was a family intervention that stepped up, which is very important. And, her fight back to sobriety and so forth was encouraged by her family. And eventually, they encouraged her to open up the Betty Ford Clinic, which she did to much fanfare across the country. And, you know, as I said, approximately 90,000 people have since visited that center and have Betty to thank for, in some cases, saving their lives.
You know, I wonder, what was the Ford family's reaction to losing the election to Carter, and was there a lasting sense of disappointment that he wasn't given a chance to serve an elected full term?
Well, I mean, I think there's always disappointment there. I guess it is what it is, and I don't think there's any regrets there. The Fords have become longtime friends of the Carters, and in fact, Rosalynn Carter eulogized about Betty, just minutes ago in California. Yeah, they became great friends, so I don't think there's any hard feelings. President Ford came in at a difficult time, at a time when this country needed healing, and I think as we look back, I think he certainly was the right president at the right time.
Now, her marriage to President Ford was her second one. How would you describe their relationship in light of her strong will and presence?
Their relationship was incredible. They were married for about 58 years, and just my personal interaction with them, at the Gerald R. Ford Museum, I'd been there for events and so forth. And one time, Betty was hosting a fashion show of sorts in the auditorium, and President Ford was up at his office, and he would just come down and enter unannounced, just because he wanted to see his bride. And as he opened the door, the crowd just kind of gasped and almost shrieked that it was a president. But he just wanted to see his Betty. They were made for each other, and in some cases there's some solace and some comfort now that maybe she has rejoined him.
It's no secret now that this Westboro Baptist Church plans one of one of its outrageous protests at the funeral in Grand Rapids on Thursday. How is the Ford family reacting to this news?
Well, the Ford family has no comment to that reaction at all.
And in terms of all these issues that Betty Ford championed, which one would you say she most would like to be remembered for?
Boy, that's, I think as you look at the legacy, you look at the breast cancer, you look at the addiction to alcohol and prescription meds, you look at her fight for ERA, her combating AIDS. I think it's just the total package. Betty was one of those ladies that you felt comfortable, kind of like she was in the neighbor talking across the fence. And I think that's probably the best legacy. She's probably most proudest of the fact that of her four children, seven great grandchildren, those were some of the happiest times that she had out of the spotlight.
And with her, just the way she pursued the issues that she cared about, did she ever have any thoughts of a political life of her own?
She actually didn't want President Ford to be the president. She kind of went in there reluctantly and made an agreement with him that she was going to be nothing but herself. So, she had never, the family had never had aspirations to be in the White House.
And what about the negative reactions? I mean, she was essentially such a controversial figure at a time when America was certainly not as open, perhaps, as it is now. How did she interpret and how did she deal with the negative reactions that she was getting to her positions on social issues?
I think Betty stood up for herself. She wasn't afraid to speak out. She was known as the fighting first lady, and that indeed she was. And obviously, people enjoyed her candor and her genuine sincerity. And as I mentioned, in the end, she had a higher rating than he did. She was 75% favorable rating.
And as the years went on, after her time in the White House and up to the recent past here, how aware was she of her impact on American women?
I think she was starting to see her legacy, and her daughter Susan was following in some of her footsteps as well, and I think she was especially proud of that.
Tim Patrigas, spokesman for the Ford Foundation, thank you for joining me, Tim.
Thank you, Michael.